Earlier this year, we made an episode where every contestant was a podcast host. It was one of our last shows, live at the Bell House. Two of our guests were Marie Faustin and Cindy Washington from the podcast The Unofficial Expert. And we had so much fun playing games with them that we asked them back to do it again, but virtually this time. We taped this a few weeks ago. Hello.
Hi.
How's the podcast going?
We're doing it.
We don't like not being able to like. Well, because we don't like not being able to like touch the guest and like make fun of their shoes.
Yeah,
right.
That's why.
Yeah.
We're very personal. You know, we want to. It's all about a vibe, energy. Like you can feel how good the show is just because like we're having a blast, and now we have this. We're talking through a computer, and I feel like this is just like Love is Blind. This is what it is.
Oh my God, that's so funny, because Love is Blind was like the biggest show at the beginning of this year, and then now everybody is dating like Love is Blind.
Yep.
Surely well, not is. Everybody. Some of us are lucky, but you know.
Wow. Okay, that was triggering. Thanks so much. I really appreciate that.
Cindy, are you dating through Zoom? Are you doing any dating?
I mean, I'm doing all of the FaceTime, but I feel like I'm dating my friends more than anything, you know? I mean, Marie looks at her phone at least, I don't know, 10 times a day, and I'm calling at least 6. So,
right, that's FaceTime. Are you calling people on the phone or just FaceTime?
Because no, FaceTime,
I feel like, yeah.
That's exactly. Actually rude to just hear you. It's like, we have to see your face because I don't know when I'm going to see you again.
Yeah, anyway. and to FaceTime you, I mean, I feel like you have to tell someone you're about to FaceTime still.
You can't. Cindy, no.
Cindy loves a blind FaceTime.
Wait. No. Are we really giving people the heads up? Hey, I'm going to FaceTime you so I could give you the opportunity to decline my FaceTime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's settled. Settled now.
All right. We have a couple great games for you too. You're going to work together for this first game. It's called Don't Sweat the Tall Stuff, and it's about some of the world's tallest things. We'll pose a question. You guys talk it out. See if you can come up with a guess. Also, we have multiple choice. If you're just like, I don't know, move it forward to the multiple choice.
I love a multiple choice, actually.
All right. Here's your first question. At a resort in the Catskills in New York State, tourists pay $5 to walk into a silo and look up to experience the world's tallest what?
I was going to guess tree.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. Your multiple choice is A, kaleidoscope, B, mobile, or C, bong.
Oh. So tree doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a lot coming at you.
I thought it was like a hologram.
I want to say kaleidoscope, Marie.
Yeah, you're right. Kaleidoscope.
Yay!
That's correct. Yeah. It's 56 feet tall. It's closed right now. P.S. You can't go with a bunch of people into a silo.
I remember being a kid and looking through a kaleidoscope for the first time and not being impressed. So I can't imagine as an adult being impressed in the Catskills. So.
Okay, Marie is high maintenance, just to let you guys know.
Kaleidoscopes. I'm anti-kaleidoscope.
Is what yeah,
I'm
fine.
That's,
right. I think
that's the platform I'm
on. So that's a good 2020 stance.
All right, here's another one. Located in California, Hyperion is the name of the world's tallest what? Is it A, a soundstage, B, a tree, C, a roller coaster?
I want to say soundstage.
I wanted to say a roller coaster.
Okay, wow. My colleague and I.
Wow.
We didn't have our morning FaceTime. We're not on the same page
we're
today.
We're not today. But that's why we work well together, Marie. We're very opposites attract. Yin and yang.
Yeah, that Paula Abdul song. Is that a Paula Abdul song?
Oh, yin and yang?
Opposites attract.
Yin and yang.
No, not yin and yang.
I was like, she did a song like that? Okay.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes.
You may have said it earlier for a different question.
Oh, okay. Tree.
Tree is correct. It is a tree.
Look at that, Marie.
That's right. I was like, Marie is just a visionary. She's just seeing what's ahead.
She's
and
ahead
trying
of the
to
game.
Find place of it.
Thank you so much. Wow. Yeah.
Guys, this is a funny story. My doorbell just rang.
You have a package coming?
Life?
I don't know.
Life?
I'm going to find out what it is. Hang on 1 second.
You can do an unboxing for
us. Hilarious. Right. Yeah, don't put on a mask. Don't let them. Anyways. All right. At the height of 456 feet, Jackson, New Jersey is home to the world's tallest what? Is it A, a tanning booth, B, a surfboard, or C, a roller coaster?
I was going to say roller coaster again.
Oh, is that King Ka? I mean, I'm going to say roller coaster too. That feels...
Yeah, funny. It's King Ka. You got it.
Look at that. The specifics.
Jonathan, everything okay there over at the
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's a guy who's here to look at some drywall that needs to be repaired.
We doing that right now during quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he's,
does
well,
that matter? It matters?
Is that one of the walls you punched?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been punching walls. That's been my new hobby during quarantine, is just punching walls.
I would.
No, we had a huge plumbing problem, and we had to tear out all this drywall so that these, because there was these leaky pipes, and then they fixed the pipes, and now we have to fix the drywall.
Kind of mean. That's kind of mean for the drywall to do that to you during this time.
Okay, here's another question. In 2013, a Los Angeles man invented something called the stupid taller. That's with two O's for some reason. The stupid taller. According to Guinness Records, it's the world's tallest what? A, drinking straw. B, bicycle. C, bong. A lot of bongs in this this game.
Stupid taller.
Yeah, the stupid taller.
And the two O's are in the word stupid or taller? Mm-hmm. I didn't
stupid.
Understand.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Okay, it's a man. Did they say the man's name?
Not to me.
Okay.
In my mind, his name is like Luke. Or like Vincent.
I was going to say Tom. Okay, say it one more time.
Is
one
his name time. A, Tom, B, Stu? No. So A, drinking straw, B, bicycle, C, bong.
I want to say bong.
I want to say bicycle. Sydney, damn.
You guys are going to work it out. You have,
you know,
in the past.
Marie, we've been going with what I have said for a while, so I'm going to trust you this time.
It's a bicycle. You're absolutely
look at that!
Right.
Hey! Oh my gosh. I'm so glad we're together on this.
This bicycle, the stupid taller, is 20 feet tall, and he uses a ladder to get onto it, and he has to grab onto a pole to stop it and get off.
But you wouldn't trust anything that had stupid with O's in it.
I mean, for a brief second, I was like, isn't that what those does stroop waffle? But then I was like, no, it's stroop waffle. It's not stoop waffle.
Stupid waffle. Stupid waffle.
I love those things. All right. This is your last one.
Okay.
According to Life and Style magazine, which Spice Girl is the tallest?
Oh.
Is it A, Baby Spice? Is it B, Ginger Spice? Is it C, Posh Spice? Is it D, Scary Spice? Is it E, Sporty Spice? Or is it F, Tall Spice?
Oh, Tall Spice. I love Long Spice. I want to say Sporty Spice or Scary Spice.
You want to try Sporty then?
Well, because Sporty, I feel like, always had on flat sneakers.
She did.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sporty Spice.
Well, let's do Sporty.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
But you know what?
Bash.
None of them were super tall. I mean, Sporty Spice was 5'6", Mel C. Mm-hmm. Scary Spice, 5'5". And I feel like Sporty Spice basically had the best outfits because everybody else had to be in, like, tight, you know, whatever. They had to be all glammed up
costume.
And dressed up. Really. Yeah. And she was wearing sneakers, half tops, and jogging pants.
She's wearing what we wear right now. Yeah, she's
exactly.
wearing
right freaking now.
She's wearing Ivy Park.
She was ahead of her time.
She knew what the world was going to turn into.
That's
she
right.
is the Walt Disney of the Spice Girls.
Is that what we're going to go with, Marie?
Yes.
That was great. You guys did amazing. You guys did amazing. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Yes,
coming up, we'll play another game with Sydney and Marie, and I'll talk to Queer Eye's interior design expert, Bobby Burke. This is Bobby's first interview on NPR, and I totally understand why he didn't have time before, since completely redesigning someone's home is a bit more involved than, say, teaching someone how to cut an avocado. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.